This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Overnight, a series of explosions tore through Casablanca. At least 40 people were killed, at least 60 injured. The targets of the simultaneous attacks include the Belgian consulate, a Jewish community center and Jewish cemetery, a hotel and Spanish social club. The terrorist attacks came just 4 days after the car bombers killed 34 people in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and after American and British counterterrorism experts warned of possible attacks in East Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. NPR's Eric Westerveld joins us in the studio. Eric, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And what more have we learned about the explosions in Morocco last night?
Well, Scott, witnesses on the ground describe a terrible scene of carnage. The attacks occurred throughout the heart of Casablanca's tourist and commercial center. Appears the attackers used a mix of car bombs and explosives strapped to their bodies. In one case, one of the attackers slashed the throat of a security guard and then blew himself up. The explosions were set off around the same time in different parts of that commercial district, and it's certainly possible the death toll here could rise.
And any claim of responsibility?
There's no claim yet. Three people are allegedly in custody in Morocco. At least 10 attackers are believed to be among the dead. And the motive remains unclear, and the targets were certainly a real mix, Scott. One appears to be the Belgian consulate, as we mentioned. Mm-hmm. You know, Belgium opposed the U.S.-led war in Iraq. One would think it's hardly on the top list of terrorist targets. But like the attacks in Saudi Arabia on Monday, Scott, it appears the terrorists are more targeting Western business and political interests and regimes with ties to the U.S., not just specific American targets. Morocco has long had close diplomatic relations with the U.S. and European countries, and the kingdom has cooperated in the war on terrorism. In addition, fundamentalists have long detested Morocco's moderate stance toward Israel. Morocco is one of the first Arab countries to establish diplomatic relations with Israel.
For days, U.S. and British intelligence and government officials have issued some specific warnings about possible al-Qaeda attacks that could occur in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. To the best of your knowledge, do Moroccan authorities believe that Osama bin Laden's terrorist network or affiliates thereof figured in the blast last night?
Well, Moroccan authorities use the phrase international terrorism, but clearly it looks like these attacks have all the marks of an al-Qaeda operation. The blasts occurred at about the same time, like the al-Qaeda attacks on embassies in East Africa in 98, the 9/11 attacks, and Monday's car bombings in Saudi Arabia. In addition, they were suicide attackers going after soft or lightly defended targets, but it's too soon to say exactly who was behind the attacks.
And we should note that al-Qaeda has a history in Morocco and North Africa, doesn't it?
That's correct. There was a bombing in Tunisia a year and a half ago that killed 21 people that were suspected al-Qaeda operatives. Mm-hmm. And last year, Moroccan authorities arrested 3 Saudis and 7 Moroccans in an alleged plot to attack U.S. and British warships in the Strait of Gibraltar. So clearly, intelligence officials believe al-Qaeda has a foothold in the Maghreb region of North Africa.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, though, don't U.S., British, and for that matter, Moroccan anti-terrorism experts have to look at the possibility of domestic motivations?
That's right. This could have been homegrown terrorists with certainly ideological ties to al-Qaeda, but not necessarily operational links. Recently, the Moroccan authorities canceled local elections when it looked like Muslim fundamentalists would make serious gains in those elections. Mm-hmm. And certainly the slums of Casablanca have been something of a centerpiece for growing Muslim fundamentalism in Morocco, so we can't rule out possibility of just homegrown terrorists.
Okay. NPR's Eric Westerveld, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Scott.